Officials with the State Department of Agriculture have been testing Florida seafood samples since shortly after the blown-out well was capped. Jo Marie Cook is chief of the department's Bureau of Chemical Residue Laboratories. She says they are clean.
We have analyzed 3,210 seafood samples, and they span finfish, shrimp, oysters, crabs, clams, lobsters, and we have found no findings of any of the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons that are anywhere near the levels of concern that the FDA has set.
Cook says samples tested for the oil dispersant chemical have also come back safe. That's good news for Florida's $223 million seafood industry, which employs more than 10,000 people. University of South Florida fisheries biologist Stephen Morosky says his research comes to the same conclusions about the safety of eating Gulf seafood, but that in future years, oil-polluted marshes could result in declining fish populations.
We have oil in the marshes where many of these species reproduce, and some of the marshes in coastal Louisiana remain heavily polluted and off limits to seafood harvesting. Then the fish are potentially uptaking these product, these contaminants, and this may in fact compromise their ability to reproduce in the long term.
Morosky says it will take several years before scientists understand the full impact of the spill on the marine food chain. John Davis, WGCU News.